Virat BK Thamana website, www.vbkthamana.ca Facebook, Virat BK Thamana Instagram, Virat BK Thamana. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No slate deal you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, in Nanaimo since 2007, 15 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? My occupation was business operations management for 16 years and served country and the world with Canadian Forces for 12 years. Veteran. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. Since last 4 years I have been giving back full time to Nanaimo and region through various boards, committees and social organizations for the wellness of our communities as a director, treasurer, member and advisor. I have been appointed to volunteer for solid and liquid waste management advisory committees representing business community at Regional District of Nanaimo, Nanaimo Food Share, Nanaimo Family Life Association Senior Connect, Age-Friendly City Plan, Legion 256 Mount Benson, Mid-Island Development Co-op Committee, Nanaimo Indo-Cultural Society, Nanaimo Chamber of Commerce, Google Guide Level 8, Nanaimo Green Faith Circle, Climate Action Hub, VIU Eco Club, Nanaimo Family Life Association, Age-Friendly City Plan, Khalsa Aid Society and Nanaimo Community Associations. Why are you running? What's your motivation? After serving country with Canadian Forces, I am motivated and charged with energy to serve our Nanaimo with soldier spirit and passion. Nanaimo requires more energy and insight in plannings, infrastructure, budgeting, cost controls, and a counselor with drive and will to join the team of counselors. I possess the required energy with ability to constantly put an effort to work, advocate, lobby for smartly balanced city governance that include fixing homelessness, raising crime rate, acute shortage of housing, spike in rental properties, shortage of family doctors, delays in processing of rezoning and building permits. What are your top three issues? The top three issues that I am concerned are. First one is public safety and security. We have surprisingly high rate of crime in Nanaimo downtown area and neighborhoods that need immediate solution starting from City Hall to work with police and Crown. Second one is health and wellness. There are numerous homeless people due to addiction and mental health are suffering on streets, parks, woods, creating dirty picture in downtown and parks posing variety of hazards. This need to be addressed ASAP by working with concerned provincial ministries. Third one is acute shortage of family doctors and medical care workers decreasing quality of healthcare services. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My 25 years plans for my city is to clean up present and prevent future mess, make downtown lively. Balanced user-friendly infrastructures all over city including accessibilities such as trees sheltered sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, efficient traffic system, overpass, underpass, path for walkers as well as bicycle users. Bringing policies in newer developments for environment sustainability by harvesting solar energy, rainwater harvesting, on-site gray water treatment mini system and growing produce in backyard, food security and sustainability. Lobbying for zero traffic lights on Highway 19 saving time, energy and preventing air pollution. Nanaimo being the gateway to Vancouver Island, along with supporting local business and jobs creation, will also need to showcase our city to North America for attracting tourists and investors to come explore investing in safe and positive economical growth over here. What's one big idea you have for your community? The big idea is to transform communities into user-friendly happy neighborhoods. Planting fruit trees all along sidewalks, trails, paths to provide shade for users in hot summer and seasonal flowers and fruits for people, bees, birds and animals. As per the local data, Vancouver Island is depending on mainland for most produce and processed food. We have supplies that last for barely a week. What in case we have prolonged disruption in supply chain? Strengthening children and youth, wellness of working class of people and care for seniors' comforts. Smart and strong youth equals to strong and progressive community. Engagement and coordination with regional district, school board, province and feds to bring necessary resources so that children and youth are not burdened to opt for schools and universities.